Life don't work out like the plans you've drawn. Have yourself some dreams, now the wishing well gone. Family can make things work on the farm. This is living, can't keep you warm. 100 different ways.
When she was growing up just outside of Houston in Spring, Texas, singer-songwriter was not near the top of Betty Sue's list of things to do when she grew up. It wasn't that she didn't love performing. It just didn't seem like a serious career choice for an American-born daughter of two doctors who came here from Korea a few years before she was born.
My parents were enough like the typical Korean parents that we did not feel like we were going to be musicians. Well, actually, that's not totally true. They still really encouraged studying hard and wanted us to get straight A's and, you know, that whole thing. But they always said, don't become a doctor or a lawyer because you want to please us. Of all of the things that you were interested, choose one of those things because you're going to wait till we die and then you'll resent it and it'll be too late to pursue those things.
Sue studied English in college and was 26 years old, in graduate school, and working on a master's degree in counseling before she even gave serious thought to singing professionally. She says she was glad she had that time in school, even if she didn't finish, because it taught her to listen and to also dig a little deeper, to try to find the backstory that makes people do what they do.
In college, I was also an education minor, and that was one of those things that you learn about there, too, is just, you know, a kid walks into your classroom and maybe they're acting up. Instead of just addressing the behavior, there's this reminder that you always have to tell yourself that there's more story there than you know. Something could be going on at home, something could be going on in the playground, something could be going on medically. Every person you encounter, there are deeper stories there. There are scars and painful histories that you might not be the one to hear, but they're there.
Betty Sue wrote her first song in 1984 and released her first CD a year later. Soon she was winning prestigious songwriting contests and performing at festivals and in clubs, not just across the United States, but also in Canada and Europe. She credits living in the music hub of Austin, Texas, for helping her learn her craft and advancing quickly.
People taught me how to write press releases, how to do publicity, how to book shows, the art of performance, I mean, all kinds of things. And it wasn't necessarily sit down and teach you, but you were surrounded by it, and you were surrounded by people who did it well and people who didn't do it well. And that was a really great education.
Today, Betty Sue is paying back that generosity, making herself available to musicians who are just starting out, offering to share their songs with other singers, and giving advice on publicity materials and website design.
I mean, I guess there are now resources online or in books or in seminars or workshops where people can kind of learn how to do this thing. But I don't think people who are trying to chase a dream should have to pay thousands of dollars to learn how to do it.
When Betty Sue's first CD appeared, much was made of how unusual it was to find an Asian-American woman singing on stage at a folk festival. Today, with four solo releases and several collaborations, reviews focus first on her stellar singing and songwriting, which is a sure sign that she's moved into the mainstream. I'm Catherine Cole.
When we're gone, they're gonna find yellow letters scroll. Promises from older days, pictures tucked between poems with faces they can't name. Tokens of love in pockets and boxes, a ring you never threw away. A turquoise pin on a yellow scarf, tarnished silver heart on a cheap brass chain. When we're gone, they're gonna see.